From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. President Donald Trump promised new support for the Iranian people Wednesday. On Twitter, he said, "Great respect for the people of Iran as they try to take back their corrupt government. You will see great support from the United States at the appropriate time." But Iran state media reported that tens of thousands of pro-government demonstrators staged rallies across the country after days of anti-government protests. Iranian state television on Wednesday showed video of crowds waving Iranian flags and chanting in support of their supreme leader. Later in the day, Iran's Revolutionary Guards said the anti-government protests that erupted over the past few days were at an end. Somali government officials say al-Shabaab militants have executed five men accused of spying for the Somali government and for Kenyan and Ethiopian forces. VOA Somali service reporter Mohamed Olad Hassan reports.
The five men were publicly executed by a firing squad in the town of Kuntuare in Lower Shabelle region. Aden Omar, a district commissioner of nearby Barawa, said the men, innocent civilians, were buried in an open ground in Kuntuare town late Tuesday, and a firing squad carried out the execution.
Radio Andalus, al-Shabaab's official mouthpiece, broadcast the voice of an al-Shabaab judge announcing the sentence against the men. Omar said the judge who announced the verdict did not show any evidence of the accusations against the victims. He told VOA's Somali service that 500 residents watched the executions, which were the first carried out by al-Shabaab in the new year. This is VOA News. China's ban on the domestic